And the peanut was a little bitty old what they call a Spanish goober. It's small, you know. And he won't fatten a hog.
Sarah.
But now them big ones will. My daddy used to plant them in his corn and the way he fattened his meat.
Yes, sir. I see. Yeah. You know these onions, these little onions that have the stalk to them?
Mm.
What did you call those?
Well, some of them called them shallots. Some of them multiplying onions. I give mine away, you know, a while back. I've been giving people seed of them and around here. And I finally said, well, I'm just going to quit fooling with them. I don't use them for nothing on to give people seed. And I didn't even go out there and pull them up.
Do people around here ever have any luck with radishes, things like that?
Yeah, always. Everybody he had in the garden had them row of radishes.
You like eating them?
Yeah, they do pretty good, but I couldn't eat them much. Now, my wife, both of them, they're cranky about them. I want to know when them radishes are going to get big enough to eat.
Yeah. I like those radishes, huh?
Yeah.
Talking about fruit trees, did people ever try to grow any citrus fruits around here?
No, not right around here that I know of. Right through this community.
No oranges?
No. There ain't no oranges growing. I don't reckon this side of Mobile County on down in there.
That's it. Would you say between fruits and vegetables, do people grow more, which one do people grow more of around here?
Vegetables. They got a deep freezes and things come in, you know, while they'd always grow in vegetables and put them up in there to have for the winter. Vegetables, peas, they could go in. They had some peas down there on the last night for supper that I raised here and let them have. They're just as good as a regular green pea. But I raised them last year and I fished them.
People ever grow this yellow crookneck vegetable?
Squash? Yeah, they grow that some.
Do you like that?
Yeah, used to, and I grew a lot of them here one year, and I don't know what happened, but I got to go in among them vines, and working among them made me so sick. I don't know, I got allergic to them or something, and I quit fooling with them. And then there's a little white squash that grows in a... But them old long-necked ones, they're the one that'll grow out on off and get ready to eat quick. Sexton gave me some one time that he growed up there that was... Oh, it was that big around and about so long, you know. They didn't have a neck to them.
Were they good to eat?
Yeah, that was good. Folks got to cooking them and cook them with onions, make cook onions up in them. Cook them up there. Fry them kind of in grease and stuff. They're good, but I got to where I couldn't eat them. I don't know why I got allergic to them, but they got to where they make me sick.
What about lettuce or cabbage? You ever grow those?
Yeah. My first wife had to eat lettuce. When I couldn't grow it, I had to buy it for her. Doctor's orders. And the cabbage, I never could have much luck of making them. I'd plant some every year, but they wouldn't make much for me. In fact, I wasn't much of a gardener. My first wife tended to the garden, seen about the garden, and things like that, and tell me what to plant and what to do. When I lost her, I had never gardened much.